Terrestrial Atlas of the Qing Empire during the reign of Emperor Kangxi, 1719, the overview maps of imperial territories is the first map of China based on actual measurements and was drawn using the most advanced surveying methods of the time. Overseen by Emperor Kangxi and completed in collaboration with missionaries such as Joachim Bouvet, John Baptiste Regis, Pierre Jartou, and Qing scholars including He Guizhong and Ming Antu, the map was created between the 47th and the 57th year of Kangxi's reign. It depicted the territory of Qing, extending to Mongolia in the north, Heilongjiang in the northeast, Taiwan in the southeast, and Tibet in the southwest. Although the original map has been lost, copper plate and woodblock print versions still exist. The motivation behind this map was the inaccuracies in existing maps. Emperor Kangxi particularly noted these inaccuracies during the signing of the Treaty of Nerchinsk with Russia in 1689, 28th year of his reign. This led to the decision to produce a more accurate map using Western methods after Emperor Kangxi saw the map of Asia presented by French missionary Lanfrançois Jabillon. In the 37th year of Kangxi's reign, French missionary Dominique Paranin submitted memorials pointing out discrepancies between provincial maps and the actual situation. Consequently, Emperor Kangxi decided to create a more accurate map. Geographically, in the early 18th century, people's understanding of the Earth was incomplete, and theories such as Newton's oblate spheroid and Cassini's prolate spheroid were hotly debated. The overview maps of imperial territories further contributed to Newton's oblate spheroid theory. The missionary survey showed variations in longitude, indicating an oblate spheroidal shape. Therefore, the map marked a breakthrough in the field of future geography. In China, the overview maps of imperial territories was a collaborative effort of Qing scholars and missionaries. During the map's creation, advanced Western cartographic techniques were employed, and the surveying was carried out by the missionaries. Qing scholars, with their extensive knowledge in geography and astronomy, assisted in the project. He Guizhong, one of the scholars, was also responsible for the surveying and calculations involved in the map's creation. Incorporating existing Chinese geographical information, the map is a testament to the collaboration and exchange between Chinese and Western knowledge and marked a new chapter in the history of Chinese cartography. The creation of the map was unprecedented in China and even the world at that time, and the success of the surveying led to extensive mapping and surveying in China.